B-Pod Studios.
Alex Moffitt here with the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show from SNL, of course. Eric Trump is a character that we know from the last season that you've been playing. Have you heard? Now, I know Donald tweets, the president tweets to you guys about how unfunny it is. Have you heard from the inside anything?
He's
from
very adamant about how much he hates watching the show that he watches clearly
right,
all the
right,
time.
The hate
rating, so low. But have you gotten any feedback from anyone who knows Eric in particular?
The Trump brothers? Well, when we first did it on Update, there was like a bit we did where Mikey handed me like a little baggie of Cheerios like as a snack. And then like a little while later, Don Jr., the real Don Jr., tweeted something that was like a picture of him eating Cheerios out of a bag with the caption like, shush, I'm stealing his snack or something
that. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think they've acknowledged it.
Yeah,
I
don't, they have fun with it, it sounds like.
Yeah. Perhaps. I don't hear much from Eric.
No. Nobody does.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah?
I mean, you hear about Ivanka and Donald.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not really much in the spotlight.
No.
I think you're right.
Yeah. You're our Eric.
You're holding it down.
Happy to stand in for him.
So I'm sure that you've done a ton of auditions in your career.
Yeah.
But I obviously SNL has to hold some weight there. Is that the toughest audition that you've ever been through? Because I've heard that they've kind of put you guys through the ringer when you're auditioning for this.
Yeah, it was quite a process. I got to audition a few times before I finally got it in 2016. So I had kind of like I tried out in Chicago in 2016, and then what am I talking about? A few years before that, 2013, I think was the first time. But anyway, yeah, the audition process can be kind of long. So I did like a showcase in Chicago.
Do you get in front of Lauren each time, or is it like just when you get to like, we're going to be on the show?
I think it varies. For me, the showcase I did in Chicago at a...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Theater called I.O. He was there, and then... You know, I think the final stage in the process usually is like a screen test, which is, you know, where you do your bits on home base for Lorne and some of the writers and producers. And so, yeah, I did that, and then had some, like, you know, I went in the next day to chat with some folks, and then a little while later they said... You know, you got the job.
Do you feel like you're like knocking out of the park the whole time, or are you like second guessing yourself?
We can find
it. Big audition.
We can find it on YouTube. I guarantee.
Oh, really?
Everything's on YouTube.
That's true. I don't know. You might be able to find it.
Yeah.
I don't know that the auditions that are that recent are up on YouTube, but you might be able to find it. I don't know. What did you say? Did I feel like I was knocking out of the park?
Do you feel like I'm definitely getting it this time?
I was giving it my all. You know, I felt like I got some titters and giggles along the way, and you know, I gave it my best shot, and here we are.
You know, Loren's asking about the audition because she can feel for you. She auditioned for the Amazing Race, so
really,
you understand.
Well, I'm sure it's very similar.
Yeah,
not at all.
Yeah, wasn't Loren in charge of your audition as well?
I got locked in a hotel for a week. Okay?
What impressions did you do?
Yeah, no impressions.
What'd you do?
I did the only one that I did in my audition that's made it on the show is Chris Hemsworth.
He's my fave.
Oh yeah. Aww. He's a lot of people's fave. He's a big, tall, handsome fella.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a few others that have not made it on the show. I did Bill Clinton. And I did mainly because I had done a show with my wife, who's also a great actor and comedian, and we did a show about the Clintons. So I had that in my back pocket. And then I did like a Leo, a Ryan Gosling that was really bad, and then a few others that were not so good. So it, you know,
those are hard.
It
characters.
Sounds like it worked out.
Yeah,
it worked out. They were clearly blown away. But.
Yeah. All right. Now, so I always wondered about this because. You get sometimes some major, you do get A-star major celebrities hosting. Do you become friends with them at all, or is it just kind of like
tight.
One and done?
Yeah, with everyone. I usually, on Sundays, will have whoever it is over, you know, for like a very early breakfast. Mm. And, you know, usually that's our bonding time. And then I tend to do sort of like a FaceTime with each of them, usually a couple times a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you believe that?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't believe that at all. I think celebrities are on a really tight schedule, and they do in and out. That's what I believe.
You could tell, though. I mean, you could tell from your pitch meeting on like Monday who's going to be more fun than other celebrities, I would think, right?
Yeah, a lot of times.
As a host.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can definitely start to get a sense of someone's energy.
Yeah.
Like Jason Momoa, that dude just like kind of knocked my socks off. His energy was so like amped and fun and positive, and he was just like a blast from the get-go. Like in the pitch meeting, he was just like, he would stand up, like when we were all coming into the room, he was just like standing there like looking so pumped to be there. It was great.
That's cool. Yeah, I could tell from that show that he was excited to
be
there.
He had a ball.
Yeah,
he was super fun.
Cool. Now listen, if you're listening to this podcast on Thursday the 15th, Alex Moffitt's going to be at the Comedy Zone. He's got one show tonight, two shows Friday, and two shows Saturday. Tickets are available through the Comedy Zone website.
CLTComedyZone.com.
And dude, people can go check out your comedy. You do like a lot of personal stuff?
No.
Good. So go see him. Find out what the hell he's doing.
Yeah. You got to come out and check it out. I do some, nothing too personal, but I talk about myself a little bit. It's a character here and there. It's sort of a combo platter of comedy, if you will.
Oh. Okay.
How's nice. That, Meanie?
I love that.
Does
Alex,
that work for you?
It's a
thanks,
charcuterie
buddy.
Of just funny.
Yeah, exactly. Nice, Roy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.